Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is brought to you by mayonnaise. Great for when you have nothing better on hand. Today's episode is Sabbath mode for everything. Listeners, do you have appliances at home? If not, go buy some so that this episode will be intelligible to you. To make it even more intelligible, listen carefully for the implicit question that serves as the premise for the entire episode. Mail in that implicit question, and if it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Hey folks, maybe you're like me and you like to put your refrigerator operations manual on the bedside table for nighttime reading. It's good to know where all the gaskets are and where to order replacement parts. But again, if you're like me, you probably were religiously startled to find out that your fridge has a Sabbath mode.
Wait now. Hold on. FCC head Brendan Carr here. This commercial had better not be disrespectful to American Christians. After all, the company that owns Men in Charge can find ways to change conduct, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
But Men in Charge in briefs is regulated by OSHA, not the FCC.
Oh, okay. Well, I was about to say, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. But it looks like you found a third way, announcer.
Yes, and Sabbath mode, which turns down the fridge's energy use just to the point where its contents won't theoretically spoil, is primarily a selling point for Orthodox Jewish buyers, not Christians.
Okay. So I'm going to go over here and check what my APAC little red book tells me I can and can't do. But don't think you're off the...
Of course we're not, Carr. But hey, what if everything had a Sabbath mode?
Ah, what a beautiful day. Nothing to worry about and just chillaxing with my hammock and beer.
Ralph? Why haven't you mowed the lawn yet?
Damn. Getting right to it, dear.
I'm watching you.
I'll just switch on Sabbath mode on the mower and...
Won't start, Ernestine.
Is it full of gas?
You're full of gas.
Yep, new spark plug, too. Maybe it won't start because it's the Sabbath, darling.
Folks, the range of applications is limitless. Flashlights, noisy kids' toys... Electric cars for people who only want to go slowly and for a short distance. Hospital equipment for uncaring doctors and nurses.
Okay. I've checked with APAC standards and this whole commercial needs to be shut down.
But why?
Announcer, the use of your so-called Sabbath mode isn't restricted to any recognized Sabbath. That means that people could be using it on any given Thursday. Or, God forbid, Monday.
Listeners, I think I just found one more way to use Sabbath mode. On Brendan Carr.
Okay, so as I was saying, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. I prefer the hard way, to be honest.
Folks, just in time for Arbor Day, it's Sabbath mode for everything. Sold everywhere that carries high-quality bait and tackle.
Wait, anyone hear me?
Sabbath mode. For when you really, really need a break from laborious reality.
Let's see if someone has a good implicit question. Eileen Windsor of Stamford, Connecticut asks, is this the implicit question? No! But I admire it for its vacancy. We don't really do substance on Men in Charge, but that's still incorrect. Other people who are not entitled to a valuable prize are our cast. Greg Smith, Ann Porter, Ryan Weldon, and Kevin Decker. And we'd also like to thank the only man who, when he gets a beer and a Frank at the ballpark, asks to speak to Frank directly, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Kevin Decker. And remember, don't be a fascist.